T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chick Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. It's the music that you'll hear every Friday in the 11 o'clock hour when John leads us into a game with an X's and O's to keep an eye on a upcoming Eagles matchup. And every Tuesday around this time, around 11:30, as John gives us a look back on something that happened from the previous Sunday. So, Mr. Ritchie, if you would, sir, the X's and O's, take us inside something from the Eagles-Redskins game that stood out to you.
Doug said yesterday that he would not take back any plays he called on Sunday.
Yep.
He said, never second guess yourself. Well, there is a segment of this game that if I were Doug, I would be second guessing myself. Okay. And that was with 2:27 left in the first half. It was 17-7. And the Eagles got the ball at their own 18-yard line. It's the 2-minute offense time.
Yep.
First chance to run the hurry up. Eagles take it over, and Carson does a good job on first down eating it, holding on to the ball because he doesn't like pushing it, mm-hmm. taking the risk downfield. So he, you know, keeps the ball. It's a short gain. But then you got to have a plan. Doug's got to be in his ear with the next play. You know, like they ended up running it all the way down to 2 minutes because Carson wasn't ready. Doug wasn't ready. You need to have that play up and on the table in a hurry so you can, I mean, this is, there needed to be more sense of urgency here. There are points to be gotten and they need them. You're down by 10 points. I did not like that. Why not be more aggressive?
And with a long way to go from the 18-yard line.
It's not like now the ball's at the 20. Yeah. It's a mistake in the mastery of football right there. So then on second down, coming back from the 2-minute break, great protection for Carson, and he tries to squeeze the ball into Alshon on an in-breaking route. Josh Norman had some breakdowns in this game, but did a great job getting in there defending that one. So now you got 3rd and 10-ish. He threw the ball. Like, I don't get this call. You got number 10 out there to the right side, and he's running that, you know, speed screen where you got the other receivers blocking for him. Why not give Carson an opportunity to read it out? Like, this is a predetermined play. This is against the mantra of the West Coast offense where you go through a progression. This is a you're throwing it to Deshaun, and you know guys are blocking for him on the screen. I did not like that call, and it was an absolute failure. Turning the ball back over at that point in time, that ended up giving the Redskins points. Points that at this point in the game,
yeah.
I'm deliberating at halftime. Like, that could have lost us this game.
Yeah.
That made me all the more angry in terms of, you know, heading into the second half where things did turn around. But in terms of having plays back, there's three right there.
Well,
I'm Doug, I want back. And in the bigger scheme of things, just to add, the passing game overall, the questions that we had about the running backs in particular, Jordan Howard, can he catch? Because that's been a big knock on him. He proved to us that he has gotten better catching the ball. I liked that. Miles Sanders, the question was, can he protect? There were three plays that I can think of off the top of my head where he did a wonderful job of knowing who to pick up, where he had to scan from one side of the line of scrimmage, come back underneath the quarterback, wrap around to pick up his guy on a blitz. That was Deuce Staley special right there. He was the greatest at doing that. He's got Miles Sanders grooved into knowing who he needs to block. Now he's just got to get better at uncoiling and actually stopping guys in their tracks. But the question marks that we had about the backs in the passing game were answered. We're good to go. Now, I hope in a 2-minute session, this is something that they're working on their observing, and they're disappointed. I hope they're disappointed with the way it went against the Redskins.
It's Inside the Game, X's and O's. John will take us there every Tuesday at 11:30, look back on the prior Eagles game. One thing I'd add, it's a minor point, but did stand out to me immediately upon Carson throwing that, you know, bubble screen to Deshaun on 3rd and 10. One thing you can't get on a bubble screen, essentially can't get, just about can't get, is a pass interference or a holding penalty. I mean, it's just almost impossible because the play happens so fast. 3rd and 10, like part of, if you want to play the odds, you want to talk about analytics, part of trying to get a first down is if you run normal routes, you know, out of 100 times, you're going to probably get a hold or a pass interference. If you have 100 passes in the NFL, I don't know, 5-6 times out of 100, but you completely negate the possibility of like what you call like a cheapy free first down.
That's a good point.
By just throwing a bubble screen on 3rd and long. I didn't like that. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dan in Philadelphia. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great, Dan.
What's up, buddy?
So I just got a text from Inside Source.
Hey, Dan, if you can, hop off the speaker or get off your motorcycle or whatever's going on. What do you got going on there?
Hey, I don't think we're overreacting on the Eagles' defense. I think it's a continuation from last year. Like, we'll all admit that that defense, the way it plays, the scheme, probably lost 3, if not 4 games for us late in games with that, you know, 5 to 8 yard cushion that they give every receiving corps. And there was a play last night that I watched in the Saints where Alvin Kamara came out of the back and Drew just dropped over the top and he took off. And there's no way that our secondary could stop that playing that type of defensive scheme.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, he's also a special player. Look, the bonehead of last night is the Saints defender being so far off the the Texans defender being so far off the Saints receiver on final play from scrimmage. I mean, it literally cost him the game.
It certainly
was unbelievable.
Cost him the game.
There's guys like 30 yards back. I'm like, oh, they got 6 seconds. What are we doing here?
I mean, I guess they're afraid that there's a stop and go and a guy goes over the top and then just beats you for like a 50-yard touchdown. But, I mean, come on.
I just feel like that's how we play. That's the scheme that we play. And it's hard to get to the quarterback when the quarterback knows he has a 5-yard cushion that if he even sniffs pressure, he'll just dump it over the top. I mean, I think it's a scheme more than the players. That's my personal opinion on it.
Interesting. Dan, what do you got for what makes you nostalgic? Best answer wins the Flyers tickets.
I think it could take you back to a moment in life, an era in life, and that's music, a certain song.
A certain song. That's a nice answer.
Very good answer.
Yeah, it is. I mean, listen, a lot of these answers today are going to be good. A certain song. John, do you have a song in particular that makes you nostalgic?
I mean, there's tons of them.
There really are.
But for me, November Rain, Guns N' Roses, it was 11th grade for me.
Yep.
And it was November. Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 had just come out, and I had them on CD that I had recorded to tape that I was now listening to in my car. It's November. It's football season. I'm driving around. It's raining. I'm wistful just thinking about it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good stuff right there. Let's talk
Love that stuff.
Pat in Blackwood. Hey, Pat.
How you doing, guys? Listen, I got a couple of things. I'll do them real quick so you can respond to them. On the defensive side of the ball, the defensive ends, I'm sure Park said that, well, they'll go out and get a tackle. They better go out and get another defensive end. I think Barnett needs a little bit of pressure from competition, and I think this Deshaun Hall, I know he's young, I know all that, but the guy has one thing that I've seen in every game. He can get his hand on that quarterback one way or the other, no matter who's blocking him. I think the kid needs a chance to play. The other thing that annoys me...
Well, we don't know about the no matter who's blocking him part yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, you're right.
But he was impressive in the preseason. Look, Pat, I thought
he was unblocked at times in the preseason, too.
Pat, I thought it was ludicrous he wasn't dressed on Sunday. It might have been special teams. I thought it was bizarre.
They got to get the guy a chance. Yeah. And Aguilar, what are we paying this guy for? Am I missing something there, guys? Come on, tell me. They're not throwing to him or what? Because
we had five targets.
He had 5. How many
did
he catch?
Oh, I don't
3?
Know. Something like that. I mean, listen, Pat,
Nelson Aguilar had, 2 catches for 11 yards.
Pat, look, I agree you want more, but here's the thing I would put back on you related to Aguilar. So first off, they're paying him because they chose to pay him. They could have elected to just get out of it and not have him on the team, and they said, hey, we're going for a Super Bowl and this guy helps us. I think that's accurate. They could have traded him. You're really not going to get a ton for Nelson Agholor on the final year of his deal heading into free agency. So, like, if you wanted to trade Nelson Agholor for a fourth or fifth round pick, maybe, like, you're not getting a third round. If you're lucky, you're not getting a third round pick for Agholor. So your options were don't pay him and don't have him, or trade him for not much value, or keep him and try to win the Super Bowl. I think they made the right choice. Now, what will get very interesting, to your point, Pat, after this season, will they not agree to terms? Clearly, they haven't agreed to terms yet, and the Eagles may say,
that should be a red flag.
$10 million is too much for Agholor, and I think $10 million is too much for Agholor.
Sure is.
But it's different on a long-term deal compared to a short-term deal.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, give me something that makes you nostalgic.
Well, I'm 76 years old, and when I go past my old house, where my mother, father, brother, grandmother, grandfather live with me, and they're all past, and I drive past that house, that's nostalgia for me, and I guess anybody my age.
That's a whopper. Old family homes. Holy smokes. That's great, a big one. And that's his grandparents' home, and I had the same thing with my grandparents' apartment that they lived in, you know, when I was young, and they were in their 70s. And even for me, like, the family home that I grew up in, I mean, if I'm near, you can only imagine, John, all I have to be is within an hour and a half radius, and I'm driving over there. No,
I'm sure.
I'm joking. But if I'm within 5 or 10 minutes, I'm there, you know.
And what do?
You just drive by.
You try to drive
like slow, but not so slow that you're creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, the old family home, that's a massive point of nostalgia. 888-729-9494. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Food Truck Face-Off is back at the casino at Delaware Park on Sunday, September the 29th. James and the Go Birds crew are going to be there. You can as well. Sampling over 10 of the region's best food trucks. Details online at DelawarePark.com. Today's question, Phillies related. Who annoys you more? A. Matt Klintak, B. Gabe Kapler. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Hey, coming up next, a crazy stat, fact, about a Philadelphia athlete that I think brings something into pretty crystal clear terms. We'll address that next. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Bet on football all season long with my guys, my team, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. This college and pro football season, you can bet point spreads, money lines, parlays, props, and more on every game. Plus, Parks Casino Sportsbook has special promos running every day. Sign up now, get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code BIRDS to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Plus, you can bet baseball, tennis, golf, MMA, soccer, and more. Bet with the best. My guys, my team at Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Here's the deal. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. Download the app right now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code BIRDS to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.